All right. Amen. Today is a little bit different. Welcome, everybody. I'm excited about this particular episode, and I'm going to go ahead and get started. I want to welcome everybody to another episode of Wealth Matters for Financial Dominion podcast. This is episode number 14, and this is what I'm calling our mid-season update. I can't believe that we are now 14 weeks into Wealth Matters for Financial Dominion, and I want to remind everyone that Wealth Matters was birthed out of God speaking during the height of COVID and saying that we need to be like the sons of Issachar who have understanding of the times and know what Israel ought to do. And he did minister to me that there are two things that we have to be focused on in this day, in these last days, and that is the spreading of the gospel of the kingdom and the finances that are necessary to do so. And I believe that in these last 14 weeks, lives have been changed and touched and transformed for those who would listen and for those who would take heed, that lives have been changed. There are testimonies, even on Facebook, there are testimonies. Some of my congregation members have testified that God was speaking to them about starting a business and Wealth Matters was a thing that propelled them to actually take a step of faith to go ahead and start a business. So many testimonies have come in of people have been inspired, people have been educated, parents have been encouraged, even by the episode that I did with my daughter, Sunita, to really start to educate their children as it relates to saving, investing, managing your money, personal financial literacy, so on and so forth. And so I wanted to come to everyone today just to let you know that lives are being changed and lives are being transformed. And we want to expand what we are doing through the leading and the prompting that came even back in March, April, about having an understanding of the time and being like the sons of Issachar. And so I believe that it is so important in this day, in this season, for us to understand that the Bible addresses money. The Bible addresses money, and the Bible wants us to be good stewards of what we have been entrusted with. And so throughout this season, we have covered two things primarily, and that is one, entrepreneurship. And I believe that entrepreneurship is a big part of Wealth Matters because entrepreneurship is a vehicle to break out of poverty and to break into millionaire and billionaire status. But before we do that, we need to address some things like getting rid of debt, saving, and investing. And so I want to just give us a couple of key things in this episode and as it relates to saving, as it relates to saving, as it relates to debt elimination. The beginning, the foundation is having a financial plan. And the Bible tells us to write the vision and make it plain. So I want to ask you, do you have a written financial plan? Do you have a written financial plan? And the beginning of that is a budget. But beyond that, do you have something written down that has your financial goals? What are your financial goals? What do you want to see in the next 2 years, the next 3 years, the next 5 years? What do you want to see as it relates to your finances, as it relates to your saving, as it relates to your debt elimination? Do you have a written financial plan? And that begins with your why. Why? What? Why do you want what you want? Well, you say, I want to get out of debt. I want to build wealth. But why? Why do you want to do it? What is your why? You must have a compelling reason, because this journey to get rid of debt, this journey to build wealth, is going to take discipline. And one of the things that I want us to remember is throughout the season, throughout the 13, 14 episodes of Wealth Matters, we have been talking about getting rid of debt. We've been talking about then going on to start saving. And then we've been talking about some of the motivations. In the episode with my daughter, you saw one of my biggest motivations, and that is my daughter. It is to leave something to the generations that are going to come behind me, to my posterity, to my legacy. And one of my biggest whys or motivators is leaving something to the generations that are coming behind me, leaving something to my children's children. That is a big why for me. But even you may have a different why. You may not have children, but you've got to have a why that's bigger than yourself. It can't just be about you making money. You need to just to stop and think about, what is all of this hustle for? Because sometimes it will be challenging, and sometimes just having money for yourself will not be enough to maintain and establish that discipline. And you want to write it down. You want to write it down. So I want to encourage you, even in this mid-season update, go back and revisit your why. If you don't have a why, think about what your why is, and let it be something that is bigger than yourself. And then also understand that we want to be able to build wealth to finance the kingdom. This is a big part of why I did Wealth Matters in the first place. It's not that I didn't have anything else to do, and I'm not already a busy woman, you know, but because I believe that this is the direction in these last days that God spoke to me to take, that we need to be focused on spreading the gospel of the kingdom and the finances necessary to do so. The end is not coming because the world experienced coronavirus this year. He said that the end will come when the gospel of the kingdom is taken to all nations. And it's going to take finances to do that. It's going to take wealth to do that. If we want to hop on a plane and do good in another nation, carry food supplies, medical supplies to another nation, to another country, to another state, to another city, right here, all of that requires resources. And so I want us to understand that the why is bigger than ourselves. And when the why is bigger than yourself, you push yourself to accomplish whatever your financial goals are. So you gotta have a financial plan. Write it down. Write it down. Have a financial plan. Let that financial plan include your why. Why are you setting these financial goals? Let that financial plan include your why. Let it include your goals for debt elimination and the timeline for it, your goals for saving and investing and the timeline for it. One of the things that I did with my daughter was to show her how much money she could save if she started in her 20s investing into a 401k or some other retirement instrument, an IRA, 401k, whatever. I showed her the difference in where she would be by the time she was 40, in her late 40s, if she started in her early 20s. I showed her the difference in what that dollar amount would be when she got ready to retire versus her waiting to start investing in a retirement instrument. And the difference was over $3 million. So you want to start now. You want to act now. Get a financial plan. Get a financial plan. And let part of that plan be how you're going to give generously. That needs to be a part of your financial plan. I think that some people, when I started doing this podcast, they said they changed their focus. They stopped giving. They stopped paying their tithes, and they threw all their money into maybe trying to start a business or trying to save. That is not the message that I'm communicating. What I'm communicating is that we need wealth to finance the kingdom. He said, I'll give you the power to get wealth, to establish my covenant. And that is why I keep saying our why has to be bigger than ourselves. We cannot let go of the ancient landmarks in pursuit of wealth. We will never let go of tithing. We'll never let go of seed giving and offering and all of that. We'll never let go of giving generously. And what I'm saying is that that should be a part of your financial plan. How are you going to give generously? How are you going to move from tithing 10% and move to maybe tithing 15% or 20%? How are you going to be able to do that? That also ought to be part of our financial planning. It is so important because we, though we may not realize it, if you live in the United States of America, you are more wealthy than half of the world. And so we've got to not be selfish, not be bound by being selfish, not be bound by greed, but we want to build wealth. We're saying wealth matters for the kingdom, for the building of the kingdom. Amen. The building of the kingdom. And another testimony that's come in, you know, people have been able to save. And when an emergency came, just in this last month, when an emergency came, because they have been adopting what we've been talking about, they were able to cover the emergency and still be faithful in their tithes and be faithful in their offerings. That's what we want. We want to be able to, despite what happens, to still give generously and to still be faithful. And if we don't have certain things in place, we will be tempted to rob God because we're faced with a financial emergency or something we didn't plan for, something we don't have any savings for. And the temptation to rob God in those situations is even stronger because there's nothing to pull from. And so these are reasons why the enemy doesn't want us to focus on financial discipline. You know, he wants us to be in a situation where we're always tempted not to pay our tithes and always tempted not to be able to give. And so I am just excited about what God is doing through Wealth Matters and how lives are being touched, how we're able to bring such great information as it relates to financial literacy and how people's finances and lives are being turned around. So with that said, there are a couple of things that I want to make you aware of. And one of them is the gamification of saving. Now, I have, you know, the era of video games. Video games are not one of my big interests, but I understand the concept of video games, right? You want to go to the next level. You want to beat a level. You want to go to the next level. You want to get points. You want to get prizes. You want to get rewards. And there's a storyline also in the video game. Well, there are a couple of apps that you can download to your phone, and they will gamify saving for you. I'm not talking about investing. This has nothing to do with investing or the stock market. This is strictly saving. They will gamify saving for you. So you download the app, essentially. You create a savings goal. You say, I want to save $500 in the next 3 months, or I want to save $1,000 in the next 6 months. And they will gamify that goal for you. They will reward you when you get to certain levels in your savings. They will create a storyline for you, and they will give you incentives for saving. Let me just give you the names of a couple of those apps. I want to encourage you to download them, give them a try, and see if it helps you in your savings goals. Again, this is just savings. This has nothing to do with investing. One of the apps is called Givling, G-I-V-L-I-N-G, Givling. It helps you. This one is targeted specifically at student loan debt. Givling, G-I-V-L-I-N-G, Givling. That's what the name of the app. And since it launched in 2015, they have repaid nearly $2.5 million in student loans for 49 winners. So in this particular app, the game is about getting money, getting rewards to help to pay off your student loan debt. All right, that's called Givling. You play daily trivia for a chance to receive up to $50,000 to use towards student loan repayment. And you can get other prizes as well. So that's the first one. I want you to check it out. If you've got student loan debt, check it out and see what you think about it. There's another one called Long Game. These are all apps you can download on your phone. There's another app called Long Game, L-O-N-G, next word, game, G-A-M-M, Long Game. And the idea behind it is that saving should be fun. So when you do this app, you're going to open a savings account. You can attach it to your other bank accounts that you already have for automatic deposits and so on and so forth. And then the game is all about you building up your savings in that account. All right. So that's another app that you can check out. You start with different games. When you do long game, you start with about 10 different games, and then you level up and you unlock more games. And then the higher you go in the levels, the more incentives and prizes you get in order to keep on saving and build up your savings. And these are not the only two. There are some nonprofit organizations that do the same thing. I think one is called Saving Hero. That one is a nonprofit. And then there are other apps that do the same thing. They gamify paying off your debt. There's an app called Debt Tracker and My Debts, and they help you track your overall process and progress toward your debt elimination goal. So these are just things that I wanted to throw out and share with you today to help you along your journey to save and to eliminate debts. And this is also a mid-season update for you to know that we're going to continue with Wealth Matters. We're going to continue to bring you great personal financial literacy information. And we're going to continue to believe God with you that you will break through financially. So we have some more great interviews coming up. I have a insurance specialist that's going to be with us in October talking to us about the difference between term life, whole life, universal life, and should you use permanent life as a vehicle for savings. So there's been a lot of talk about cash flow banking and pay your bank for yourself, be your own bank, and people have used permanent life to do that. And so I'm going to have an insurance specialist come on and talk to us about whether that is actually a good thing to do, how to do it, and the ins and outs of insurance as part of your financial plan and personal financial literacy. All right. Well, keep on with us. Be sure that you subscribe to the podcast. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to anchor.fm/Wealth Matters Podcast. This is a website, anchor.fm/Wealth Matters Podcast. And I want you to subscribe to the podcast. The podcast is primarily intended for you to be able to listen on your phone. And you can do that through all of the various podcast platforms. You can do that through iTunes Podcast. You can do that through Spotify. You can do that through Google Podcasts. You can do that through Stitcher. You can do that through all of the various podcast platforms. And so I want you to make sure that you subscribe so that you get all of the audio on your phone and you can listen to it wherever you go. So you want to go to where? anchor.fm/Wealth Matters Podcast. And I'll put that in the comments for everybody. Anchor, that's a website, anchor.fm, Wealth Matters Podcast. All right, you want to go there, you'll see all of the various platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, so on and so forth. You'll see all of the places where you can subscribe to the podcast and you'll get automatic alerts when we have a new episode. So make sure that you do that. Make sure that you go on and you subscribe. All right. The podcast is meant for you to be on the go. We do live for those of you that are on Facebook every day so you can catch the live. But if you don't catch the live, make sure that you have subscribed on one of the various podcast platforms so that you can get the new episodes right on your phone and get financial literacy inspiration on the go. All right. So we want you to do that. We want everybody, as a mid-season update, to make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you're subscribed on one of the various podcast platforms. And then also, We want you to know that we are going to continue to do $5 Fridays and Thankful Thursdays. You can support the podcast with a $5 donation on Fridays. You can support the podcast on Thankful Thursdays. If you're being blessed by the information and your finances are being transformed, we want you to support so that we can continue to bring you great content. And so I want everybody to take advantage of that and participate in $5 Fridays. You can get the information on the Facebook page for the podcast, which is just facebook.com/Wealth Matters Podcast. So the podcast has its own Facebook page now, and you can follow along on that Facebook page, and you'll see the announcement every Friday for $5 Fridays. You can Cash App, you can do Venmo, you can go to the website. There are many ways that you can do that, but we want you to know that that is a way that you can participate and support and help keep all this great content coming to you for free. All right, so I'm excited. I have been just blessed tremendously by what God has done through Wealth Matters Podcast. We're going to continue by the grace of God, and we'll see what God continues to do. And I believe that even if you just go listen to the 14 episodes that we've had so far, your finances will be radically changed. If you listen and you put into practice what we have given you in these last 13 episodes, your finances will be radically impacted. Your business, your entrepreneurial journey, entrepreneurship journey will be radically impacted for the better. All right, that's it for today. This is our mid-season update. Look out for the next few episodes. We're going to talk about insurance. We're going to continue to talk about entrepreneurship. And we're going to talk about estate planning. God bless you all so much. And thank you for tuning in for another episode of Wealth Matters for Financial Dominion Podcast.